What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Yvette, with another episode of This Ain't For Everybody. And guess what? I was coming on here to do this episode, and then I saw that I had done an episode on my way to work on Monday and forgot to publish it. So you get two today. You get two. You're going to hear the TV in the background because your girl is sitting over here watching the Denver Nuggets and the Dallas Mavericks, because that's what I do. Y'all know I love me some sports. Well, if you didn't know, now you know. But anyways, if you would have heard me, let's say Wednesday of last week, you would have been like, dang, what's wrong with her? Like, her attitude is stank AF. But for real, it was, because last week was just rough. You know, we have these days and we have these times, and you're just like, don't make me throat punch you. And you better be glad I'm a Christian. You know what I'm saying? So you get the feeling like that, because people really be trying to test the Jesus in you. When I say they testing the Jesus, they testing the Jesus. And sometimes it ain't easy to just sit back and allow them to test the Jesus, because, you know, your girl's mouth right here is fly. I ain't even going to lie. My mouth is fly, fly, fly. I can cut you real fast with this mouth because it's fly. And don't think I can't back it up, because, I can do that too. But, you know, I ain't trying to go there, because I'm grown. I'm grown and I'm old. Getting older. But I'm grown, so I ain't trying to take it to the streets. But sometimes people be having me all the way live messed up and think that I won't take it to the streets. You know, because here's the thing. I don't care who I work for. You're going to treat me with respect. And you're going to, you know, not make my work day hard. And so I be trying to contain what my thoughts are and not say nothing. But sometimes it don't work. It don't. So, you know, I think to myself, if I just go a day before I say anything, then maybe I'm gonna be in a regulated headspace. Because, you know, when you upset, you're not in a regulated headspace. And I know I was just talking about how things don't go your way, and, you know, walking in your truth and all that. And trust me when I tell you, I'm walking in my truth. And yes, I did make the t-shirt, sidebar, didn't make the t-shirt to say walk in your truth. However, the one thing about me is I'm going to be me. You know, I felt like last week and a few weeks, you know, probably since February, I've been feeling like, I don't know, just different. Like, who am I? You know, what should I be doing? I've been feeling like that, and just been trying to think about what I should do. Most times when I'm feeling stressed or I'm feeling some kind of way, I try to get quiet so that I can hear God speak. Or, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm not feeling like my hair is looking good, you know. And if my hair ain't looking good, then I ain't looking good. So then I may twist it, or I may feel like I'm stressed, so I do something to my hair. Normally when I'm stressed out, I do my hair. I make a change. But, you know, I learned something today. Ew, let me get it, because I wrote it down. And guess what? It's in the car, y'all. So we're about to take a trip to the car. But, you know, as I go through my days and as I'm continuing to learn and grow, I learned something today. And I put these sensor lights. I'm about to just move to a different topic real fast. I put these sensor lights in my garage, so anytime, you know, I come outside, they come on. However, I keep turning the doggone light switch off, because I've been in this house for about 2 years. I've been living in my house for 2 years. It's so exciting. Anyway, I've been living here for about 2 years, and I didn't have the sensor lights. I just had my garage, and that light in the garage door seemed to be on the, I don't know what it's doing. It do what it want to do. If it want to come on, it come on. But anyway, let me get back to what I learned today. So if you're thinking of, or not if you're thinking of, but if you look at John chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, right? So basically, it's talking about how Jesus turned water into wine, but that was a miracle. You know what I'm saying? He turned that water into wine, and that was a miracle. And so when they were running out of wine, his mom was like, come on, man, do what you gotta do. We running out. And he like, don't push me. I got this. When it's my time, I'm gonna turn this water into that wine, right? So what I learned was that a miracle is a divine intervention. Miracles happen when things are out of reach. And when you're moving, you don't even know that this miracle is about to come. But you're moving, you're continuing to do you, and boom, here comes your miracle. You didn't even know it was coming, right? Because you was just like, it's just another day in the neighborhood. But you've been asking and praying for stuff. And I know it's like, well, that sounds like faith. But that's what faith is. Faith is the things hoped for and the things of things unseen. Something like that. You know, I kind of got it right. But y'all get what I'm saying if you are a churchgoer or just kind of heard these things before. But anyway, that kind of caught me off guard because miracles happen with intention. When you live with intention, miracles will find you. So that whole thing of I'm moving, I'm just going about my day, doing what I'm supposed to do, and boom, there goes a miracle. And it really touched me because when I tell you last week was just, I don't know, it made me feel some kind of way. And so as I was going through the rest of the week and I'm talking to different people and I'm like, you know, I really need to fast and pray because I got to hear God. I really got to hear him and what he's saying. And so it was just like, Okay, God, I feel you. I'm a hold out because the song that came in my head was hold on. Change is coming, right? So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna hold on, right? Because I'm right there at my breakthrough. And that's the other thing, that song was in my head. And then it was just like, sometimes we ready to just be like, you know, man, screw this job. I'm about to find another job because I know I'm marketable. I know I can go out here and get me another job. But God is saying, it don't matter what you're going through, just hold on. Because when you feel like you can't take it no more, that is when your breakthrough happened. Did you hear me snap my fingers? Because it happened just that quick. Boom. Just that quick. That's when your breakthrough happened. So I don't know if you're going through something. I don't know if you ain't been feeling yourself. But when I tell you today, too, after I was just like, you know what? I'm about to do X, Y, and Z. So these are things that I was going to do today. Because I'm like, you know what? No matter what, my mama used to always say, you always got to look your best. I went to church today. My hair was in a ponytail, but you know, it's okay because I was still looking my best. You might catch me slipping on a Saturday, but generally you really don't catch me slipping. Your girl, she is going to do what she got to do because there are some things that I asked God for and God told me today that he was preparing me, but I still got to do my part. And so I'm like, okay, God, I hear you. And what I mean is just like, let's just say I know somebody who want a man. And they're like, my man got to get manicures and pedicures and this, that, and the other. But if that's what you want your man to do, and if you want your man to do that for you, then you need to be doing it for you. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes people that we get with mirrors us. You know, and sometimes, you know, depending on the female that you are, that male may even follow your lead. But you got to know who you are wholeheartedly, no matter what, no matter how you got to cut, slice, and dice it. And the other thing that I got from this week is no matter what, I said walk in your truth last week, right? Be true to you, no matter what. And, you know, people is like, Yvette, maybe be a little bit more tactful. And I mean, that ain't really the way that they said it, but kind of really be tactful, kind of really watch what you're saying, who you saying it to, because you don't want somebody to just to come in and make it hard for you. And I thought about that, like, yeah, you know, they're right. And then I also thought about, too, that I'm a child of God. Don't think that you can mess with me and get away with it. Because God always got my back. If it ain't my kids and my dog Spice, my God, he got my back. He got my back no matter what. He has always gotten my back. And I know this because I have seen him perform these miracles that I'm just like, Jesus, when is this going to happen, God? And I've seen it. I've seen him change things. I've seen him turn things around. I've seen him remove things. Listen, I ain't come out here to be no testimony to you, but I am a testimony. I am telling you, if you just read John chapter 2 verses 1 through 10, you will see the miracles that I am talking about. Him turning that water into wine was a miracle, and your miracle is waiting for you. It's waiting for you. But you got to make sure you're doing what you are supposed to do. You got to make sure that you're moving with intentions. You got to make sure that, you know, you have those principles and those guidelines for your life, and that you follow what you believe. You know, I told y'all before that walking this walk, it ain't always easy. Spice had something to say, and she just wanted y'all to hear. It ain't always easy, but it ain't designed to be easy, because if it was easy, then you wouldn't work for nothing. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't work for nothing. You wouldn't put forth the effort. And I know y'all like, black people always got to work hard. We got to work twice as hard for the things that we want. And that's true. That's true. But if you going to work and you working your butt off, continue to go to work and work your butt off. I know sometimes we don't feel valued. We don't feel appreciated. And just the word of, oh, I appreciate you, that ain't enough sometimes. You know, and I'm not one to toot my own horn and feel like I have to do so, because I feel like my work speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have to toot my own horn. But I know that I still got to go in here and I got to do my job. You know, and I don't play with my money, because my money got me this house and I want to keep it, right? So I know that my attitude was stank this week. So I got to go back in with a new attitude, but I got a renewed mind and a renewed heart. And that's why I'm so grateful too, that God gives us new grace and mercies every single day. You know, because if he didn't, whoo, sweet Jesus. I just don't even know. I don't even know that I would even have a job if he didn't, because he gives us new grace and new mercies every single day. He allows us to get up and walk in the purpose that he has set for our life. So I hope that this blessed somebody this week, and I hope that you have a wonderful week, because remember, God is and God can. That's another t-shirt. My daughter just told me yesterday, write this stuff down. God is and God can. And until then, stay safe and stay healthy. And as always, activate your faith. Remember, you have a good week, okay? A good week on purpose. So that means you going out here intentionally going to have a good week. You're having a good week intentionally, because miracles happen when we are moving, okay? Y'all have a good one. It's your girl, Yvette. And don't mind my dog, Spice. She just had something to say. Now I'm going back here and watch the last few minutes of this basketball game. Once again, stay safe, stay healthy, and as always, activate your faith.